across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm now pleased to welcome Claire Martinson from Blackland Orchards here. And we're going to be talking everything Dry January, aren't we?
We are indeed. Yeah, it's January and definitely it's become an annual event now, Dry January. So, yes.
After all the excesses of the Christmas and New Year, we're going to just hold back a little bit on the alcohol. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you know, I think there's two schools of thought, isn't there? There's Dry January, where you literally do go cold turkey and you don't drink. Your first drink is on, you know, last drink is New Year's Eve. First drink is the 1st of February. But do you know, increasingly, some people as well are doing what's called Drier January, which
I think
just,
that makes actually much more sense.
Well, you don't beat yourself up if you maybe go out for a meal, have a glass of wine. You just think, I'm going to drink less in January. So either Dry January or Drier January, either way.
I think that also for some people that makes it seem a bit less of an arduous task, which is what we're trying to say this afternoon. It doesn't have to be arduous at all, does it?
Do you know, it doesn't at all. I think, you know, hopefully we can just talk about, you know, some other things, because I think sometimes people meet people, you know, friends in the pub and it's lovely to go out to the pub, but maybe January is a time where you think, well, actually there's some wonderful coffee shops in Cambridge, why don't we go out instead of meeting in the pub on a Friday night, why don't we meet up for brunch on Saturday, why don't we just have a nice coffee? So it might be a month.
Or go for a walk and go for a coffee.
Absolutely.
So you get a bit of fresh air and
double whammy.
You know, yeah. No, I'm trying to do that now, incorporate into everything I do. Where can I get a walk in, or where can I get a little bit of exercise in as well? Because I feel sitting on the sofa, I did watch a lot of TV and catch up on box sets over TV over Christmas, which is fabulous, but it doesn't do me any good. My joints ache and everything else, and everything feels a bit hard this month, I must say.
It is, you know, and sometimes December is a month, it's a lovely month, it's a seasonal month, it's lovely, but you do sort of do a bit of excess on everything. Mm-hmm. So Dry January, I think, is sometimes just a sort of point in time where you maybe think a bit differently. There is lots of evidence to say that if you don't drink for the 30 days, that you'll save money, you'll lose weight, and you will have more energy. So
those are all really good, positive. I think you feel a lot less sluggish as well. I know if I've had a few drinks one evening, I'm wiped out for the next day anyway. So that's double wasted, isn't it? So I think if you're not drinking, you've got a clear head, you can get up and do more.
Yeah, which
and feel
I think,
better. At this time of year, I think, is a really important.
It is. I think that's why lots of people do report this more energy. But I think the other thing is alcohol is actually quite drying on the skin. So it's the sort of double whammy. If you give up the alcohol, you'll probably drink more fluids, more water, and that will have an amazing impact on your skin. So if you finish the month and you have more energy, you slept better, you've got more money.
That's the point. Sleep is another one, actually, because there's a lot of sugar in alcohol, isn't there? So if you're drinking in the evening, which a lot of is generally when people will drink, then you're actually going to bed drink with lots of sugar in your system. So I think the sleep you're not getting is getting isn't true sleep, because you're just burning off the sugar at that point.
Yeah, do you know, and of people who don't drink for January, 2 out of 3 will report having slept better. So that is a massive impact. And I guess all the impact if you catch up on the sleep, the energy and stuff, it gives your liver a rest. It will help definitely towards your blood pressure. So there are lots of good reasons for not drinking less or not at all during January.
Okay, so that's we've established why we should do it. So how should we do it? That's the next thing, I think. So you've mentioned about going to coffee shops, and we said about maybe meeting in a cafe or going for a walk and doing something different. But
and, you know, brunch is a really nice meal time to have with people. So if you do want to catch up with someone, you know, in the evening there is that temptation to drink, to go to a pub, to have a glass of wine. But maybe if you meet up for brunch, you can just have a smoothie, an orange juice, a coffee, that sort of thing. You know, and you can still eat, but it's probably a different time of the day. So just kind of think about it. The other thing I would say is, you know, there is no reason why, if you're not drinking alcohol and you're maybe having a soft drink or you're having a tea or something, then serve it in just something really nice. So, you know, who says that if you have a glass of lemonade, you can't have that in a martini glass, in a champagne glass?
A nice bit of lemon or some ice, and, you know, just make it. That's just a really good idea. Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea for any drink, isn't it? My dad always loves a cup of tea in a proper china cup. He can't stand a great big mug. I love a big mug of tea. But he always says, can I have a little cup, and can I have a little china cup if you've got one?
Oh, yeah,
and he has, that's what he has at home. He has a special cup just for tea. And I think that's the same for all things. If it's the way it's served. You do that with food, don't you? You know, you serve it on, you don't serve it out of plastic bags generally.
No.
Yeah, there could be some, but I won't go into the take some takeaways. But yeah, so, you know, indulge yourself, can't you? You can
go to the supermarket and say, look at the shelves. You could buy some lovely herbal teas. You could buy some different coffees to enjoy. You could buy some non-alcoholic beers. BrewDog do a wonderful one called Nanny State, which tastes fantastic.
Yes, I was reading, actually, there's a big rise in non-alcoholic beers, wines and soft drinks.
And spirits, actually,
yeah,
as well.
Seedlip.
Seedlip.
Is a sort of a take on gin. They say, well, it's a spirit.
Ginish. Yes.
And so you can have, and I know lots of pubs are now serving that as one of their drinks. And I must say, it does taste really nice. I did have a problem with very sweet soft drinks in the past, and very fizzy, very sweet. And I can't do that. So therefore, if I was doing that, I'd just have water. Then it seems a bit boring. But actually, fizzy water with some lime in, some in a nice glass, as you say. No one needs, if you're worried about what people think, I think also nobody needs to know.
Yeah.
If you're what you're drinking and what business is it of theirs anyway. Really?
Do you know, and if a gin and tonic is your sort of typical choice, I would say there's a couple of different options. So Gordon's have just brought out a non-alcoholic gin and tonic-ish drink. So it's
they had that at the folk festival, in the backstage area at the folk festival.
Oh, really?
They had some of the, they had like a grapefruit one and a fruity one, but they were mixed, pre-mixed.
Pre-mixed in a thing. And Tesco also do one in a can. Or the other thing is, if you're just at home, just get your normal gin and tonic glass, I would say. Put the tonic in, lovely ice, lemon, and then put some juniper berries or maybe just a sprig of rosemary or something. And it's
you can fool yourself into it.
You can.
You don't need to.
It'll taste
it
as
lovely.
Delicious as a gin and tonic, but you will get all the benefits, like we said before. Better skin, better, you know, sleeping better, more energy. So I'd say, rather than think, oh, I've got to give up alcohol for January, maybe think, what else can I discover? And if some of those habits stick with you through the rest of the year, then you will be having those ongoing benefits.
So you mentioned BrewDog are doing a no alcohol? Or
it's
either.
A no alcohol, wow. I believe. Certainly, if you check out the supermarkets, there's so much more choice than there would have been, say, 5 years ago. But Nanny State, I know, is a particularly good one. But there's lots of brands that brought out,
it's probably a fun month to try a few of these things. Like you say, get some different teas in, try some things. Because I think your palate changes as well if you stop drinking so much of one thing. Like if you stop having sugar in your tea, for instance, then actually you start tasting things differently, don't you? So
definitely,
I think that's one way to think of it as an exploration month.
Yeah, I think you know, it's a nice month to explore. So don't think what you're sort of giving up, thinking what you can get, all those sort of energy benefits, but also maybe find some new discoveries in sort of food, drink and how you live your life.
The other thing I was thinking is we asked the question just before we did this, that has anyone got any tips? And someone did come back to us and say they love the Dry January app.
Yes.
And so, and I think there are a few around.
I guess the one probably to check out would be on alcoholchange.co.uk.
That's the one I've now got on my phone. Because I think how I've changed. I never, you know, when I first got my phone, there were so few apps and you didn't really know, why would you have apps? What were they? Now, there's pretty much an app for everything. And the Alcohol Change one, is it Alcohol Change UK, is it called?
Alcohol Change, .co.uk.
Yeah. I've put that one on my phone and it is really good. It's got lots of tips, again, a bit like what we're talking about here. But also, I really do love it. It's a bit like a star chart. It has you can tick each day and you have a little teacup or you have a pint and it says, have you stayed dry? And you can tick and you can look at how many days in a row you can, fill up your chart with all these little symbols.
I love a star chart.
Yes, exactly. So it's a bit of a kind of reward at the end of the day. You can tick your box and say, look, I've done that again. And if you don't, like you say, if there's a couple of days that don't, well, you know, don't beat
it
yourself
really
up.
It really doesn't matter.
I think, like you said, having less is a good thing, isn't it? You know, just giving yourself a chance to explore something different, really.
And Alcohol Change have actually brought out podcasts as well for January, so that might be worth as well. That's accessible from their website, so that's a definite.
So what's the website again?
Alcoholchange.co.uk.
Excellent. So if anyone wants to, just explore some of that, and they've got some nice ideas on there, haven't they?
It's a really, really lovely website. Yeah. There's some nice things on there. It'll give you
and it's quite fun as well. Again, it's not making it you know, like a really bad thing you've got to do, which I know some people see it like that.
The tonality is really tongue-in-cheek and very, very nice and friendly. And they want you to succeed, so they'll be, you know, giving you lots of ideas, and that's a good thing.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds great. So, well, I'm actually very enthusiastic about it now.
Good.
I am going to be trying lots of these low-alcoholic things and trying them out. And maybe by the end of the month, I'll report on how I've been. I've certainly, you know, I want to do it for health reasons. I'm not a bigger drinker. So, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not going to be that hard for me. It's just, you know, social times I find is that. But like you said, let's go and meet in different places.
Thing. Well, yeah. Wishing you lots of luck.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you.